This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
No longer playing the part of the animated Noam Chomsky film that was waking life, but just as innovative and exhilarating, Richard Linklater continues his quest to capture what it means to be testosterone-fueled and curious. That began with Dazed and Confused and Slacker, continued in Before Sunrise and Sunset, and now it really signals his generation's iconic capturing of what it is to be a boyhood, with the recent article by A.O. Scott of the loss of American adulthood. You might say it's just humanity itself, because that article argues that there's a perpetual adolescence in American culture, quite convincingly, and possibly American literature and all of American mythological history. Huck Finn being the sort of literary equivalent. But here we have a real-life film. What is reality? Well, it's certainly not a documentary film or a reality TV, which is just another way of telling stories, using editing and footage to plug into the parts that touch on the underlying sort of Star Wars, Odysseus, heroic mythology that Joseph Campbell postulated was essential to the enjoyment of the experience of the mystery of the world. And here what we have is using a combination of real and written to craft a capturing of a male young adult life that resonates even more than probably any documentary film will. It's Richard Linklater's love song to his adolescent youth in Texas, to being enthralled with camera, capturing of images, video game screens, and getting to see the way that music and really screens, especially video game screens, have captured. There's been quite a lot of writing about the focus of American boys who turn away from society and turn towards screens to sort of turn them on there, to guide them as the Obi-Wans on their way. Well, here Linklater himself plays the Jedi Master and takes us through a trip that will leave you at one with the universe.